The opinions expressed in this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views of the ownership, management, or staff of Sunrise Broadcasting and its sponsors.
Welcome to Let's Talk. Let's Talk Orange County Chamber of Commerce Business, the program that highlights the Orange County Chamber business community and the resources available to both business owners and individuals, all designed to help grow our local economy. Now, let's join our hosts, Bob DeFelice and Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce.
Hey, Barbara.
Hey, Bob.
Guess what?
What?
Well, not only is it October, mm-hmm. but there's just 2 months to go, month and a half to go.
Stop till... it. Are you going to say something like Christmas?
It was. Yeah, because I saw some of the items you brought in, and I saw Jolly Trolley, and it just, you know, gets me in that spirit.
It does?
Yeah, it does.
I get cold just thinking about it.
Well, it's been cold.
This morning, I turned on my car, yes. and the light for the air tires pressure was down, and I said, oh, winter has arrived.
That's what happens.
You
gotta get
love
the pressure.
That.
No. Uh-uh. Yeah. No. Well, you gotta get the heated seats. So for on the Jolly Trolley, have someone make sure they purchase you the plug-in. You know, you plug into the lighter, the wool lamb heated seat covers.
It's probably cheaper just to get those things that you crack open and
That's
you put
true.
Them in your pocket.
Yeah. Get a bunch of those.
Get a bunch of those.
Yeah, keep us warm. I'm with you. I like it warm.
I like it warm.
Mm-hmm.
October is here. It's
yes.
almost over.
Almost.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
The Chamber has been buzzing with all kinds of activities and events and ribbon cuttings
yeah.
and just
I see it all
nonstop.
Over the place. I mean, you guys are social mavens. You're on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. There's probably other social
media. Instagram.
Look at that. I'm not
even
on it.
Email with our constant contact. They were constantly contacting
email.
Our members and keeping them connected to
yes.
what we're doing. Even non-members as well.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, building businesses is so important, and no one does it better than the Orange County mm-hmm. Chamber of Commerce. So.
We like to give people that fear of missing out. Have you ever heard of that? FOMO?
Yes. Oh, I hate that. Is it FOBO?
It's FOMO.
FOMO.
Fear of
oh.
missing out.
Oh, I'd never heard that.
So, that's
right.
what we do.
All right. I don't want to miss out on anything. So what you got going on this month?
Well, first I want to give a shout out to the Latino Business Council. Mm. So Bob, back in March, we started a Latino Business Council.
Yes.
And we were going to meet quarterly. We ended up meeting every single month.
Okay.
And October is Hispanic Heritage Month.
Uh-huh.
It begins like at the end of September, middle of October. So we hooked up with M&T Bank, which was our proud sponsor for our event. But
Very
we also
nice.
Hooked up with the Middletown Paramount Theater and the Middletown Business Improvement District. So I want to give a shout out to Mayor DeStefano and Maria Bruni for connecting with us. And we put together a huge, fabulous, fantastic, successful.
It sounds
Latino.
Big.
It was big.
Yeah.
Latino Business Mixer.
Nice. Yeah.
We had well over 100 people that showed up at this Paramount Theater.
Wow.
And it was great. We had our name up in lights on the marquee, Latino Business Mixer. We
cool.
had people who were very excited. We had a lot of businesses that weren't members that showed up. And,
very cool.
you know, at the end of the day, we're saying, how do I join the Chamber of Commerce? Because they had that fear of missing out on
sure.
future events.
No, good.
So, you know, just to let people know, the Latino Business Council, we meet every single month. They'd have to check with me because with our new marketing university, which we'll talk about in a little bit.
That sounds
I've
exciting.
I've had to switch the days when we meet.
Okay.
So they'd have to email me to find out when we're meeting until we get back our footing back. So they can reach me at BarbaraM@orangeny.com.
Okay.
If they want to know when the Latino Business Council meets.
Excellent.
But our targeted efforts is to provide solutions to actionable items affecting Latino businesses. So we want to have community cultivation. We want to have them, if they need to understand regulations, because, you know, Chamber's part of advocacy as
sure.
well.
Sure, yeah.
Access to capital education. We have lots of resources at the Chamber of Commerce. Some of our corporate sponsors are experts sure. in capital education.
And capital is so important in business.
Well, you can't do anything without it.
That's true.
Financial literacy, because now you have the money and now you have to understand how that money is working for you. And so understanding your finances is also very important for a lot of the businesses that they don't realize they really should get a handle on in order to be able to grow and sustain their business.
Sure.
And also connect them with small business development seminars as well. So there are resources like the SBDC that they can connect with. It provides free services so that they can learn how to about government programs or other small businesses that may, or even large businesses that may need the services from these small Latino businesses. So it's just a matter of maneuvering and providing resources for Latino businesses. And so that's what we're doing at the Latino Business Council, hopefully. And we'll get, you know, Latino businesses more involved in the Chamber of Commerce because we want to cater to all businesses, not just, you know, Latino business, of course, all of them.
Sure.
But we want them to realize that they're also a part and can be a part of the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, and it's a very fast-growing segment.
Yeah, se habla español.
Oh, sí.
Sí.
When's your next meeting?
Our next meeting is going to be scheduled, I want to say, November 27th.
Okay.
I gave them a choice between the 20th or the 27th because, you know, Thanksgiving is right around the corner.
Yeah.
Everybody in the council, they've been so fantastic. They're like, either day works. So, and this is the type of council that comes in at 9 in the morning and hangs out and it's like 10:30 and I'm looking at my watch like, okay, guys, it's time to go. But it's because they
That's
really
good.
Enjoy the interaction that we have. And it really turns into a networking of itself because
yes.
we're sharing information and it's been working. So it's I'm very proud of what's becoming of the Latino Business Council. And
That's
we
great.
Meet at the Chamber of Commerce. So we are at 40 Matthew Street in Goshen. But if they're interested in hanging out with us, they could send me an email. Like I said, if Barbara Martinez, BarbaraM@orangeny.com to attend the Latino Business Council meeting.
Excellent.
We also have, so I touched before on Marketing University.
Yeah, what's
so,
that all about?
Bob, you're going to be part of the Marketing University as well. You're
going
to be coming to one of our big sessions. It's going to be, I think, in March of 2019. I already hooked you in.
Yes, you have. I'm looking forward to it, too. I want to learn as well.
This is the perfect way to gain perspective from experts in the field. So the Chamber of Commerce has had a marketing committee. It's mm-hmm. made up of different marketing firms that are members of the Chamber of Commerce. So we have Nikki Jones Agency.
Yes.
We have Lamar Advertising. We have Media Vision Advertising. We have Momentum Advertising, Interact Marketing. All these great businesses, BBG&G. All the high power firms mm-hmm. are part of the Chamber of Commerce and are part of the marketing committee.
Great.
So we managed to kind of put all of our resources together and said we should offer a university.
It's a great idea.
12-month series. We cover different topics, and hopefully we can give small businesses or any business, not-for-profit, some perspective in some of their marketing skills. Because as you know, some of these businesses just don't have the budget
mm-hmm.
for marketing. And so if there are certain things that we can cover for them, we'll give them, I like to call it as a toolkit of information.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we did it for 12 months and we suggest that people sign up for all 12 months is because you don't want to come in. We're going to first give you a tool bag.
Right.
And then we're going to give you the hammer and the screwdriver, you know, each tool.
Yeah.
If you miss one, then you're going to miss an important tool.
You won't have the pliers.
You won't have the pliers. And that's exactly the needle nose pliers what you needed.
See, look at that.
Right?
So what are some of the topics that you're doing?
So we've already covered when we kicked it off in September.
Mm-hmm.
We covered branding and analytics. So James Zanella from Media Vision Advertising covered branding.
Okay.
And Nikki Jones from Nikki Jones Agency covered analytics. Now, you would think that would be a snooze fest when you hear it.
Analytics?
Yeah.
I love numbers. Not for me.
But
yes,
she made it so exciting. People were feverishly making notes on their binder because we created a binder that they, you know, it's like you're going
to
school.
It's like going to school.
You're going to school.
Cool.
And so they get their binders, they get their outline, they get their syllabus, they get the table of contents. I've been creating a glossary of terms for them and also of important links and information as we're going through the series.
That's cool.
So it's actually like you're going to school. Mm-hmm. And so we did branding and analytics in September. And we were sponsored by the beautiful Stagecoach Inn in the Village of Goshen. So thank you to them for providing breakfast and the venue.
Very cool.
We just did our October, and that was website. We covered website, the setup and functionality of your website.
That's good for small business.
Yes, because sometimes you create a website, let's say on Wix, but you put it there.
Right.
But you might be sending it into a black hole.
Yeah.
You don't know if you don't know how to really target your audience, if you don't know how to make sure you have the right plugins. Mm. There's so many technical terms.
Oh, sure. And SEO, SEM.
All of that. Are you really reaching the audiences that you want? And do you have the Google reputation that you need so that when somebody looks for you, you don't go to page two of the Google ranking? You know, there's so many things that you should do when you have a website, especially security and speed. So Joe Beccalori, he was the speaker from Interact Marketing.
All right.
And it was a great, great session. We have many more coming up. Our next one in November is going to be Bob.
Yeah.
Social media.
Social media. Because are you giving that one?
I should be.
You should. No.
No. Bethany London from BBG&G.
Oh, very cool.
BBG&G is really, you know, honed in the art of social media and how do you really engage your audiences, because if you're not on social media, you're missing a huge chunk of business.
That's true.
And how do you use social media so that it works for you? So Bethany London, and I think she's also bringing a coworker, they're going to entertain us with some of the ways that you can use social media. But Bob, we're going to have digital reputation. We're going to have networking.
Okay.
We're going to have PR and earned media, like, you know, pay-per-click.
And that's important. That sure. Yeah, that's so important.
And then you're going to be part of paid advertising, traditional
media
and digital.
Okay. Yes. And digital as well. We do a lot of digital here. A lot of digital.
And why that's important and how using both goes, it actually works hand in hand.
Oh, they really do.
Best for your business.
Yeah. Research has shown that when you combine digital with radio, it increases your brand awareness for your business by 3.5 times.
Yeah, it absolutely does. And I mean, and a couple of times, I'm not doing it today, but a couple of times I've Facebook Live while we're here on in the studio. So people are like engaged not only on visually, but they also get excited about going on the radio and actually listening to it and go, I just heard that on Facebook.
Which is pretty cool, right? I always say that, you know, digital is important. It's like the old print. You can see the name, but you need radio because it works like word of mouth to tell your story. You know, I see the name, but who are they really? What are they all about? Why would I choose them? And so radio allows for folks to understand where it is you're coming from as a business.
Oh, absolutely. And I think a lot of times that's why it's important for our members to come on the radio because it gives them a chance to really, you are the one that's the passion and you know the history behind your business.
That's true.
And only you can tell the story so that people can really engage with you and have a personal connection with your brand.
That's very true. Yeah. No, good. And so that's the traditional media that you're doing plus digital. And that's, when is that? That's next year in March.
Well, you better put it on your calendar because you're on the roster for
that. I booked it. I see my name on the list. Oh, boy. I better start preparing.
March in 2019.
Better start studying.
Yeah, I mean, we're also going to do traditional media, digital media, pay-per-click. You know why that's important, learning what pay-per-click means. Content marketing, unique opportunities to shine. So how do you tailor your content so that it engages people? Because you are in a very competitive world.
Right.
And if you don't engage, we are a instant gratification, need constant stimulation society.
Yeah.
So if you don't, with your content doesn't engage, you're going to lose them. So how do you shine against your competitors.
Right. And there's so many messages out there these days compared to, you know, when our grandparents grew up. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're exposed to more either advertising or content messaging in a day than they would be exposed to in a whole year.
Yeah. I mean, Joe Beccalore was talking about the stats, how many times we are hit with marketing and sales. We don't realize it, but, you know, in reality, the numbers are huge.
Right.
We're constantly being bombarded with information.
Sure. So you have to stand out.
Yes. You have to stand out because you want to go, oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I really wanted that from that place.
That's it.
You know, so it's about keeping that connection and making your content connect. I mean, you know, a lot of these commercials are more and more clever in how they are comical. They're funny. They try to be more memorable so that you remember the product and say, oh, that's, I want it because pretty much they're funny.
Yeah. There you go. They're funny.
Search engines, how to leverage Google and Bing and Yahoo. And then by the end of it, you'll have a full binder of information and very valuable, you know, resources that you can refer back to and try for yourself.
Now, so what do these cost?
So the entire session for a member is $250. For a non-member, it's $275. What we're doing is we're going to let people go a la carte.
Okay.
So although I recommend that you take all of the sessions, we've already been past two.
Okay.
The one in September and October. So the a la carte cost is going to be $30 for members and $45 for non-members per class.
Got it.
So if you go through our table of contents, which is listed on our website at orangeny.com, you can say, okay, I really want to do digital reputation and I want to be there because I know Bob's going to be there for paid advertising and I've been dying to meet Bob from Fox Radio.
There you go.
Yeah. That could be the one that they go to.
Sure.
So if you're a member, $30. Yeah. Non-member, $45.
And you're going to learn a lot too. These are experts in each respective field, been doing it for years and years, and you can ask questions and get insight. So you really can't learn that. You know, you could try and learn it on your own, but it might take you years.
Mm-hmm.
You go to one of these sessions, you speak with any of the folks on your list here, and they're going to share their insights and thoughts. You get one idea, one good idea. It'll more than pay for itself.
Absolutely.
So
these are experts in their field.
Yes. Yeah. No, that's great.
And this is, if you were to tally this up in terms of value, this is a lot of money that we're putting out there for members. And I think this is the Marketing University is, I think, a great way for small businesses to get ahead.
Wonderful idea. Hey, Barbara, we're going to take a quick time out. We're about halfway through on Let's Talk Orange County Chamber of Commerce Business.
Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties offers adult bereavement support groups for anyone who has suffered a loss. If you or someone you know are in need of grief counseling, call Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties today. Our support groups are offered in Goshen, Middletown, Newburgh, and Monticello. Your loved one need not have received hospice care for you to receive these services. Call 561-6111 and ask for our bereavement department or go to hospiceoforange.com. Hospice of Orange and Sullivan. We are your hospice.
Are you living your life in pain? Compression fractures, complex regional pain, even cancer pain. Dr. Yu of Eastern Pain Medicine in Fishkill can help.
So the shot I had today was to alleviate that pain that goes up the back of my head, in my shoulder, and then down my arm. And it does work. I'm able to do things. I live alone, so I'm able to get around pretty much pain-free. You know, there's a little pain once in a while. I have a lot of arthritis. But other than that, no, I'm fine. I wouldn't keep coming back. My friend here, I just told her my experience. She's in a lot of pain. She has arthritis and other things. And I said, why don't you give it a try? It won't hurt to try. I would highly recommend Dr. Yu. I would recommend him to anybody.
Don't live another day in pain. Dr. Yu will listen and utilize the most advanced and minimally invasive pain treatments so you can live a better life now. Eastern Pain Medicine, with offices in Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and Fishkill. Call 471-0013 and online at easternpainmed.com.
The opinions expressed in this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views of the ownership, management, or staff of Sunrise Broadcasting and its sponsors.
You're listening to Let's Talk. Let's Talk Orange County Chamber of Commerce Business, the program that highlights the Orange County Chamber business community and the resources available to both business owners and individuals, all designed to help grow our local economy. Now, let's join our hosts, Bob DeFelice and Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce.
Just scraping off the car during the break. Well, it's not that cold out, is it?
It's not that cold yet.
No,
just
not
flat
yet.
Flat tires, that's
just,
it.
Yeah, just flat tires. You know, you go to the ones that I get the air now. I don't go to the ones without the meter, although a bunch of them were broken last time I went.
So that doesn't help.
It doesn't help me, but I like it. You set the number.
You set the number, and then you just put it on your tire, and it does it for you.
Till it dings at you,
and then you're
set to go.
Mm-hmm.
The other ones, you got to guess. I don't like the guessing.
Those are the older gas stations that have not caught up with the times.
Yeah, and they probably have the little thing you run over, and it goes ding, ding.
I might as well just use a hand pump.
Yeah, just bring the hand pump out. So anyway, so we're complaining about the cold weather, but it's always warm at the Orange County Chamber of Commerce, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You like that tie-in?
Oh, absolutely.
Perfect.
It's like seamless.
Oh, boy. So I just, what else is going on? In November is soon to be here.
Yes.
And I know you've got a great breakfast coming.
We do. I mean, our breakfasts are all great.
Always.
The one that's coming in November, I think a lot of people are going to be really interested in coming. You know, a couple months ago, we had Mike Oates. He came in and everybody was like that. We packed the room for that
good.
One.
He
was good.
Yep.
So for November, we're going to have our breakfast. It's always the second Thursday of each month. So November 8th at 7:30 a.m. We're going to do it at the beautiful West Hills Country Club.
Nice. Love that place.
In Middletown. It's actually the town of Walk Hill, but it's a Middletown address. And this is being sponsored by the Hudson Valley Federal Credit Union. Our speaker is going to be Megan Taylor. Have you heard of Megan? Megan Taylor?
Of course.
State Development.
Nice.
And so we expect that this is going to be standing room only.
Yep. Get the lowdown.
Yeah. So make sure you go onto our website, orangeny.com, to register for that breakfast.
Okay.
Because once we hit our max, and
that's
it's about maybe 150, 170 comfortably.
Yep.
You're going to miss out on hanging out with Megan Taylor from Empire. I mean, everybody wants to know what's going on in the Empire State, right?
Yeah. And you don't want to be left out in the cold.
It's going to be cold.
Yeah. Well, we'll just stick with the cold theme. But orangeny.com?
Orangeny.com is our website.
Gonna so
if you
tickets.
Can just go on there, click on the events module, and it'll take you to all of the different events that are coming up.
Okay.
But before we have our breakfast,
people
can't forget that on October 27th,
ooh,
from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., we are going to have our B2C Consumer Expo. So Business to Consumer Expo. And we're doing that at the Galleria at Crystal Run in Middletown, also town of Walk Hill. But, you know, it's got a Middletown address. I get told every time.
You're getting technical on me.
Yeah. Well, because people go, it's town of Walk Hill, Barb. I'm like, sorry.
Yeah. As long as I know it's on 211 off of 84.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So I want to say thank you to our platinum sponsors, Gold's Gym from Middletown and Newburgh.
Okay.
So Gold's Gym is creating a whole new gym at the Galleria Mall.
Really?
Yeah, they're taking up where Sears used to be.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. So
I didn't know that.
I am going to take people on that day of the expo on a Facebook Live VIP tour.
Going to put them on the treadmill?
Yeah. The place isn't ready yet.
Okay.
It's going to be ready, I think, in December. Ooh. But the owners want us to take us on a little tour.
Cool.
So people are going to get to see the compound.
Nice.
And all the different sections.
What a fun place to work out.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, you get to shopping. You've got eateries. You've got a workout.
Yeah, that's very cool.
We also want to say thank you to our diamond sponsor, Cureleaf New York.
Okay.
Gold sponsor, Empire State Bank. And our business sponsor, Braemar Living at Walk Hill. So once again, October 27th, join us. It's free to attend. It is family friendly. We've got lots of vendors signing up. It's going to be, again, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Galleria at Crystal Run.
Cool. So do some shopping and check out the local business that is available to you.
Yeah. And, you know, Crystal Run Health Plans is going to be there. And the reason I'm giving that shout out is because it's open enrollment season.
Mm,
so if you're looking for health insurance and you have some questions.
Yep, check out their plans.
Check
They're
out
local.
Their plans. They are local.
They're local.
So, and they've got great plans to offer. So if that what you're interested in doing, come on down. Hang Excellent. Out with us. I also want to give a quick plug to Technically Creative.
Oh.
That's going to be one of our seminars that we have coming up at the Chamber of Commerce on November 5th from 12 noon to 1:30 p.m. Data management is the topic. Is your company's reputation at risk?
Hmm.
So, like I said, it's going to be at the Chamber offices at 40 Matthew Street on November 5th. And this is going to be your reputation as a professional entity might be the single biggest asset that you as a business have as an organization or a business. So it's important that you know how to prevent accidental or intentional data breaches.
Mm,
Technical mm-hmm. Creative is going to walk you right through that.
Big time. You read something in the news almost every day about breaches. So mm-hmm. data breach is so important.
Yeah. And then you have to do damage control for your business. You know, right. that can tarnish your professional reputation. How do you prevent that?
True.
So this is a great seminar that's coming up. You can always, again, our website, orangeny.com, has all of the seminars, university events, breakfast, you name it. It's all in there. And as you know, because you had mentioned earlier, Christmas.
Oh, Christmas. You're going to talk about the Jolly Trolley?
The Jolly Trolley.
I knew you were going to get to that. Let's talk about the Jolly. And is it really jolly? This
it
is what
truly
we want
is
to know.
Jolly.
Is it? Yeah.
Well, it has to be when you give it a name like that. It almost feels like you're pressured to make sure that it's jolly.
It better be jolly. No one on the naughty list is allowed on the Jolly Trolley, right?
Yeah, this is going to be great. It's on November 17th. And the reason I love this so much is because it is co-hosted with the Warwick Valley Chamber of Commerce, Greater Cornwall Chamber of Commerce, and the Blooming Grove Washingtonville Chamber of Commerce, along with the Orange County Chamber
of Commerce.
That's
good to say.
So we haven't really ironed out locations or where we're going to kick off or how it's going to start. That's going to be developing as time goes on.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, I mean, the Jolly Trolley, get excited because it's going to be jolly.
It's going to be jolly.
On a trolley.
On a trolley. And so it goes to the different local shopping
Yeah. To
zones.
Support small business, yeah. so shop small, support yeah. small, and they'll take you to the different areas for the shops that are going to be participating so that you can do your shopping for the holidays.
Good idea. And when is that again?
That is going to be on November 17th.
Perfect timing, actually.
Yeah.
Just before Thanksgiving.
Just before.
And then, so the crowds aren't too crowded.
Mm-hmm. And it isn't too cold.
And it's not too cold?
Not too cold.
Is cold important to you?
It is very important. I'm from the Caribbean.
Beginning to see that.
I need some warmth.
Oh, boy. We'll have to bottle it. Maybe they'll sell it at one of the stores you visit on the Jolly Trolley. Some warmth.
So, and then, Bob.
Yes.
Our Snowball 2019.
I thought you didn't like cold.
I don't, but the Snowball is awesome.
Okay.
There's a lot of wow, wow, wow. Eric Maldonado isn't here.
Triple wow.
So many wows.
Yep, so you did enough wows for Eric. But yeah, there's always an exciting, and it's warm inside.
It is.
Snowball.
It is. It's at Anthony's Pier 9. Yep. It's a beautiful location. And the Snowball for the Chamber of Commerce is always the last Saturday of the month.
Is that it?
Yep. So January 26th. So get your tuxes, get your gowns ready. We get to dress up. It is the best and first networking event of the year, and you're going to be doing it with us at the Orange County Chamber of Commerce.
And there's always a surprise with that. I mean, every year, it's amazing how you just seem to top the prior year.
The pressure is on.
With the surprises.
Yeah, the surprises. The surprises are great. But, you know, people just love, after the hustle and bustle of, you know, holidays and Thanksgiving and all of that, it's nice to be able to just dress up and dance.
Yeah. And I'll tell you something, your chamber does so many different things. If you have thought to yourself, well, I haven't been a member, I've never been a member, maybe you were a member in the past, you should really think about joining because, I mean, from the Jolly Trolley on down, you have fun, you meet people, network with people, and that's how business gets done today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no one's answering the phone anymore. You know, if you're trying to, you know, wondering where all your customers are, they're not coming in. You've got to get out and meet people
mm-hmm.
so they know you're available as a choice for
you
them
to put yourself in front of everybody. You got to be at the forefront of everything. Otherwise, you'll be forgotten.
Yeah, you got to be in it to win it, as they say. So anything else going on?
No,
or is that about it?
That's about it. I mean, we've got all the stuff coming up. I want to make sure people sign up. Marketing University, come hang out with us at Latino Business Council.
Yeah.
So many things. Have breakfast with us every single month.
Right. Plus all the ribbon cuttings you do.
Oh, gosh. We have lots of ribbon cuttings. Yeah. So, and it's great because that means more members are hanging out with us and having a great time with us.
That's right. And you always bring a good crowd when you do a ribbon cutting,
too.
So
yeah. Well,
nice.
It's that fear of missing out. Nobody wants to miss out. They want to have fun with the chamber.
So get in it. All right, Barbara. Well, we'll see you in November. Hopefully, it'll be a nice, warm November.
Thank you, Bob.
This has been Let's Talk. Let's Talk Orange County Chamber of Commerce Business, the program that highlights the Orange County Chamber business community and the resources available to both business owners and individuals, all created to help grow our local economy. Join our hosts, Bob DeFelice and Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications from the Orange County Chamber of Commerce, each month right here on The Fox.